Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. When you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly is here, ladies and gentlemen. Robert W. Bly is the name on the book Magnetic Selling. Also, Make Every Second Count. Also, Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You Are a Cowboy. I've been saying that for years. And those are just a few of the books that Bob Bly has written to help people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, especially the online marketplace. And he's here to continue that service to us. Bob Bly, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me, as always.
Good to have you back. Bob's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, and we always love having him back. Bob, what magnetic prospecting? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know the term lead magnet,
of
right?
Course.
All your listeners know it's some content that you offer. So what I have done, and it's not original, but I use now a lot a process, five-step process involving lead magnets to make sales. In other words, this works in any situation where your product, you can't put it on the web and someone can't order it. It's not an e-commerce product, but where a salesperson has to make the sale.
Mm-hmm.
And we use a lead magnet to start that process off, and it works absolutely beautifully.
Give us an example. Describe what a lead magnet looked like. A classic lead magnet. What does it look like?
Well, a lead magnet, actually, there's no classic, but a lead magnet is a piece of content, and it can take many forms. The most common, probably, online is a white paper.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one of 20 or, 22. Lead magnets can appeal to all the senses. You can offer a free audio CD,
mm-hmm.
a free DVD,
right?
A free webinar. It's information. And by the way, doing it in non-traditional formats works very well, perhaps better than traditional, because it stands out. It's different.
One of the things that I talk about in my new book, Bob, is something I call contribute first, contract second. In the age of the customer, I think people, especially B2B folks, need to, salespeople, for example, should, if you're trying to curry favor with a prospect, with a suspect, and you're just trying to get to the point where you can qualify them, if you can find out what's on their mind, if you can find out what they're interested in, if you can send them what you might call a lead magnet, that gives them a little bit of that lets them know that you're interested in developing a helpful relationship with them. You haven't even asked them for any business yet.
That is similar to what Robert Cialdini in his book Influence calls the principle of reciprocity.
Yeah.
If you give them something of value, they feel a little beholden to you, which warms up a cold.
But I hear you, but I don't even think it's beholden, as although it is warming up, as much as just starting a conversation. And isn't that what a white paper does? Doesn't a white paper, for example, or an article you might send someone, doesn't that just make them say, hey, I like the way these people think, I'd like to talk to them some more? You're just starting a conversation, aren't you?
Yeah, well, a lead magnet often outlines your methodology for solving the prospect's problem.
Right.
And if they read it and they buy and they say, yeah, that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
you are so much closer mm-hmm. to closing the sale.
It's different from a marketing message, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's the difference between content and copy.
Right.
Copy sells, content tells.
Right. Yeah, and it typically will not have a call to action, right? A lead magnet.
It doesn't need it, but actually, and it's not a critical part of it, I do put calls to action in all my lead magnets, because sometimes the sales process doesn't move forward, but the
right.
prospect still has the lead magnet in their hand or on their computer
right.
or the desk. And,
right.
you know, I've seen where a year later someone calls and said, hey, I look at my shelf, I found this pamphlet that you
right.
gave us we're ready to talk. So
right, right.
Yeah.
But when I say call to action, though, I mean in the white paper, you wouldn't put like a discount or something, right?
No, would you wouldn't put. No, you
that's
wouldn't
when,
put.
That's
a
when
discount.
I say call to action. I mean something to cause them to take action. Because I've had many years in my over my career, I've had many times people call me up and they say, "Hey Jim, you know that proposal you gave us 3 years ago? Could we still have that? Could we still get that?"
Right.
I used to call them worker bees. You know, because they just keep working for you.
Yep, that's very common. I'm sure everyone on the call has experienced that. You know, someone put your stuff in a file.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, they pull it out, and you get a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the reason, and I know this is not what you call a lead magnet, but this is why I encourage people to get proposals.
Because my selling process. I prefer to proposals lead magnets, but you can certainly in that aspect serve a similar purpose.
Well, and the thing is though is this not either or? They kind of work together, don't they?
Yeah, you certainly can do both, but it's to give someone a document
right
that can be there when you are not
right. And I'll tell you something, Bob. I want to say this to our audience. What you and I are talking about, this is from a couple of grizzled old guys who know about how to sell and how to use, as I said in my introduction of our visit, Bob, blending old school and new school. This is content and context, isn't it?
Yeah, you know who the billionaire David Koch is, right?
Yes, of course.
He was my first boss. I wrote my first. Yeah, I did my first campaign with a lead magnet for him in 1980.
Wow. Yeah.
For his engineering firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. So, I was delivering proposals. Well, I won't say how long ago, decades ago. But these are. So the point I'm making here, Bob, is this is a kind of a perspective that if you're a 20-something salesperson. What Bob is talking about is something that you know you need to get it from somebody like Bob. This is not something you're going to get from from another 20 something, and it works. It absolutely works. Bob, I need your website, please.
www.bly.com.
Bly.com is the website, and all of his books are there, and all the things that he does to help people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.